Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hi guys.
Hi, how are
Welcome
we doing?
Welcome back to the podcast.
Happy Tuesday.
Oh my gosh, that was like the fourth time we tried doing that. Anyways, we're here. We're excited. We're doing another BSA, Big Sister Advice episode. And this week,
Relationship edition.
And of
our
course,
favorite.
Yeah, our favorite. And of course, to start, we have a girl trouble of the week.
Yes.
Lulu, dive in.
This is from our first dilemma, and we thought we're going to make it a girl trouble of the week. So the girl trouble of the week is, would you date someone who already has one or more children from a previous relationship?
I don't think I would. And I think that's a very personal choice.
Also, by the way, we need to add at our age. So like in your 20s.
It's very a personal choice depending on what works for you and what you're willing to compromise on.
Yeah.
At 25, I am not willing to compromise on dating someone with children, mainly because I want the person I date and marry to, I want them to experience it for the first time with me.
I agree. I think that's the thing.
You can't help it sometimes. Like, people have their past and whatever, but like, I would really, really have to feel like some kind of way about that person. Like, really, truly, like, can't live without them.
I guess this is what you say, like what you want, what you do and what you don't want to compromise on.
Yeah.
Like if this really is like the love of your life and everything else is perfect, then it might be a thing to compromise on. But it sounds horrible because it's like, you know, a human being, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But still, and it sounds selfish, but I can see where a lot of people might come from of like, I want him to experience the first child with me.
Yeah.
It might sound very selfish, but I get that.
Yeah. I mean, just for me, like I want that. You know, like a little fairy tale, I guess they call it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, like,
Cause
it just depends on the situation. But for me, no, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I don't think I would.
Yeah. I guess like you would want the biggest love to be your child with him and not another woman's child. Mm. That makes sense. But like, especially in your 20s, I feel if this would be, you know, if you would both be divorced and if this would be like in your 40s, 50s, you know, that's a whole other question.
Yeah,
because
totally
then
different.
Obviously everyone has a past, like it's normal to have kids then. But if you're like, if you have to start your life, yeah, it's an interesting
being
one.
Being a stepmom.
Not
really.
Sophia Richie Scott Disick vibes.
Yeah, I'm not, that's not on my vision board. But you know, who knows? Who knows? I'm not going to rule, I'll never say never, but like that's probably not what I would want.
Yeah,
so
same.
But who knows?
Not ideal.
We shall
not
see.
Ideal. Yeah. But this girl, the first dilemma, this girl, she sent in, "Hi girls, love the podcast. Thank you."
Thank you.
"So here's my little dilemma. I've been seeing this guy for just over a month now. I'm 27 and he is 34 for reference. We've been going on consecutive dates and he's such a lovely, attentive, and caring guy. On top of that, he's absolutely gorgeous, not only on the inside, but also on the outside. Literally the hottest guy I've ever dated." Nice. Everything is just perfect. However, last week he told me he had to tell me something important as we're getting more serious, and he told me he only said it now because he didn't want to scare me away. Oh my God. He told me he has a daughter of 7 years old with his ex-girlfriend, dated for over 10 years, share a daughter, and broke up about 3 years ago, as he says they realized they didn't want the same things in life. I appreciated him being honest to me, and I do really like him, but I'm not sure if I'm okay with a boyfriend already having a child. But then again, everyone has a past. Please help.
Yeah, I think it's, again, you're not willing to compromise, you're not willing to compromise. But I also feel like, how long did he wait until he told her? 7 months.
Not a month.
Oh,
so like
month.
4 weeks, okay, 1 month, that's 1 month. Fine. 7 months?
Yeah, I was going to say, wait, that would annoy me.
But yeah, no, that would be bad. 1 month is fine.
You know, it's like, it's probably not, it's like, you know, well, it is like the thing you wouldn't tell people on the first date because it will scare people away.
Yeah.
You know, but a month's fine. But yeah, that's not ideal.
It's sad for him as well.
Yeah. Because like he's probably so used to people running away when they find this out.
He was a very young dad, 34, yeah. A 7-year-old. So he was 27 when she was born. That's very young. That's our age almost.
Yeah, that's
young. Crazy. Very young for a guy.
I don't know what I would advise. I think it's just like up to you if you are willing to like explore being stepmom at your age. So
the thing is, I think it's good that he was honest.
Well, yeah. Otherwise, imagine you found that out.
Imagine you found that out like 6 months in. That would have been bad. Because you have that a lot as well. I once heard a story of a girl. She dated a guy for like, I don't know, a couple of months. And she would go to his place and he would hide the pictures of him and his kids. That's really bad. So it's good that he didn't do that. Like he was honest to you 1 month in. Like, you know, it's fine. Green but flag. Obviously now you have to be like, is this something I would want to compromise on or not? Because she, like, you literally say, oh, like, everything's perfect. This guy's a perfect guy. Mm-hmm. Well, no one's perfect.
Yeah.
So I guess if this is his one imperfection and you're, like, okay with it, then, you know, you just have to see.
Yeah. And I mean, also, I know a lot of girls that have dated, long-term dated someone who has a child from, like, a hookup or, you know, something that happened when they were younger. And it's, like, so it's not impossible. A lot of people do it, especially like I have friends from high school that now have boyfriends that have children with people from their past, and it's like I'm always just like so amused, like, oh, you know, and they always talk really highly of their boyfriend's daughter or son, and it's just, it just depends. Like, I'm not the kind of person right now in my life where I want to be spending my spare time with a child. I'm sorry, that sounds terrible. I have that all coming for me in the future, not right now.
Yeah,
so that,
I get that.
It just depends on the person.
See?
Some people love kids.
Exactly. And they would love that. So for you, this is something you're not willing to compromise on. So this girl who sent the dilemma, and like, if she does want to compromise on that or doesn't, like, there's no shame in both of them. And you just have to be honest as well. Like, he was honest and now you have to be honest.
Yeah.
Take your time. Think about it. Exactly. Everyone has a past. But it's not because someone has a past that you have to put up with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also something that I'm going to say, the baby mama will always, always, always be part of his life.
Yeah.
Always. And yours. If you choose to share a life with this man who has a baby already from a previous relationship, this woman will always be a part of your life. And you should not see her as an enemy. The moment you start seeing her as an enemy, honey, you're not going to win.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a very bad idea.
It's very bad. So, like, you need to be okay with that. They will always have contact because they share a child.
Yeah.
So you can't be like jealous in that way. You have to think very, very mature. I think it takes an extremely mature person to be able to date someone who has a child from a previous relationship.
Yeah, just to put themselves into that environment. Yeah, you have to be very mature, because if you're not, like, you're also just going to cause him and his child, like this child, this harmless child, issues, and that's not fair. So
yeah.
And also, like Lou said, you have to be honest with not only with him about your decision, but with yourself when you make the decision. Because if you're going to be like, oh, no, I just really like him, let's just see how it goes, even though I really don't want that, that's going to end badly.
Do not go with the flow.
Yeah. So
do
not definitely go with the flow. Be strict and like listen to your head and your gut and just not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't make a mistake there.
Exactly.
There's a lot of lives at stake.
Yeah.
Four.
Yeah.
Baby mama, the baby, the boyfriend, and you. Four people.
And you also need to ask him, because if you want children, let's say you're okay with it. Mm. But then if you want children, you need to be like, okay, I know you already have a daughter, but I would love to have
another family.
I would have a child from my own as well. Like, that's, you know, is that something true. You would see in the future? I think it's also, you have a lot of important conversations to have. God. And even though you're like, oh, I'm only dating for 1 month, you don't want to waste your time. Mm-hmm. So I think you need to be honest from the beginning. Yeah.
Crazy. Crazy situations people have out there.
Yeah, there are going to be a lot of serious conversations.
So dilemma number two. I found nudes my boyfriend had taken of himself on his phone. He says he doesn't remember taking them. Is this proof of cheating? How do I handle this?
This is proof. This is proof.
I mean, I don't know about you, but I've never taken a nude and not remembered when I took it or why I took it.
Never.
Like, ever. My life.
Also, like, why would you have this risky media on your phone for no reason?
Yeah,
no. Doesn't make sense. You take it for a reason.
Yes.
And also he's like,
his excuse, I don't remember. That's a really bad excuse. Pathetic what? Excuse.
He took it when he was drunk. Like, I'm sorry, Millie, when is the last time you were blackout drunk and you took nude selfies of yourself in the mirror?
Well, I mean, they definitely were not sendable, that's for sure.
No, but seriously, like, what a pathetic excuse.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no, I think it's definitely proof of, like, I mean, that in my mind is cheating, but it's definitely proof of, like, some shady behaviors going on.
He is sending these to someone.
He's shady, yeah.
He is sending these to someone.
And he's lying to you about it on top of it.
I mean, he's in a relationship. because I was going to say, I once heard a story of a girl and she would, like, oh, no. We had this in a previous dilemma, someone who recycled her nudes.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes,
yeah. But, like, she was single.
Yeah.
He's in a relationship. And also, he's a guy.
And, like, if you don't recognize the photo, then he's taking it. Literally, he's taking it to someone else. It's not recycled. It's not like you got it back in the day and it's just reappeared. No. This is, like, a new photo that's, like... And I don't just take naked photos for myself. This is not how
these things work. That's not something people do.
So, yeah. I think it is proof of cheating, I'm afraid. And I can sense she's in a little bit of denial about it.
Yeah,
she's like, wait,
yeah.
What's happening here?
I agree.
But I've been there, so take it from me. It's definitely a no-go zone.
A no-go zone.
Something's happening. Something bad's happening.
Also, I'm sorry, like, no one wants to see a guy's nude.
Right?
There's nothing sexy. Sorry if any boys are listening. There is nothing sexy about a guy's nude.
Girls do not like receiving dick pics, okay? I'm serious.
I don't want to see your anaconda... teeny weeny, little sausage, big sausage, whatever dick. Like, I don't want to see it.
Oh my God. I agree. I actually like that.
There's nothing pretty about it.
It's an ick.
No.
Actually, it's a very... We missed this one on our icks episode.
Yeah.
It's an ick. I'm sorry. No. That's for girls to do. And even then, like, whatever. And also, like, when boys ask for nudes, that's also an ick. It's all...
Ew, yeah.
Just, you know, leave something for the imagination in real life.
Leave it for when he's in 3D there.
Yeah.
Or she. No.
That's so funny. I completely agree with you on that. I don't think all girls will agree with this, but I do think a majority of them do actually.
Yeah.
Like my girlfriends do. They're just like, same. It's just like,
yeah. I'm sure some girls love it, I guess, but I really don't.
I don't. It gives me the ick.
I also like, there's something about like guys taking pictures of themselves in general. For me, it's such a feminine thing. Yeah, like, you lost your masculinity right then and there. Whether there's a dick on the picture or not, you lost your masculinity right then and there the moment you decided to take a pic of yourself.
I agree.
No.
No. Absolutely not.
So, no. I don't like that. But, unfortunately, I do think this guy is up to something fishy.
Yeah, he's up to no good. I agree. So, I don't know what you should do, though, because if he's not going to be honest with you... Because obviously she brought it up to him and he's like, oh, I don't remember.
Such a stupid excuse.
I mean, if you found that, I mean, what else can she find on his phone? Do you know what I mean? Like, there's probably more. Not that you should go looking through. But there's probably.
Yeah, but I would say to any girl who's listening, if you found something that's like enough proof, don't go digging for more. It's only going to hurt you more. Some things you just don't want to know. So...
Yeah, if you found something that's, like, a sackable offense, just leave it at that. Because, you know.
You're only going to hurt yourself.
If you found something that's beyond the forgiving point.
Yeah.
Then there's no point in looking for more because you already know that he's done something bad enough that you're not going to ever forgive him. So.
I agree.
That's your answer right there?
I agree.
Goodbye.
So dilemma number 3. Is it wrong to break up with the nice guy? So I'm currently dating my boyfriend for 6 months and he is truly lovely. We are very much on the same wavelength. We want the same things in life, have similar goals. He treats me like a princess and he's just a really nice, loving, caring boyfriend. He really is the nice guy us girls.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Those are looking for. Nice. However, I'm not madly in love with him. I do love him and appreciate him, but I'm just not madly in love with him. Am I wrong or stupid to break up with a nice guy?
No, you're not wrong or stupid, because actually what I would say is if you were to stay in the relationship, you'd be settling, which it's the wrong thing to do.
Especially when you're so young.
Yeah, because there will be a guy out there who is the nice guy in your eyes and is loving and caring, and you are madly in love with him as well.
Mm.
So, you know, it's settling. You shouldn't settle, ever.
I agree.
So no. And also for his sake, you know, it's...
Yeah.
It's the right thing to do.
It's the right thing to do.
In this scenario.
And I also feel if you would stay in this relationship, you would start hating him.
Yeah, resenting each other. This is a thing as well.
Because your whole body, your mind, everything like would be like, oh my God, I don't love this guy. And you would literally start resenting him.
Mm-hmm. This is true. And this happens a lot. Resentment in relationships where the people fell out of love and they're just comfortably together. And then that's when you get these like really old, I mean, it's a bit different when you've been married for like 50 years, but these old couples that just like hate each other.
Yeah.
Because they fully resent one another.
Yeah.
So yeah, you have to be very careful with that.
But you know what? I feel like you even have this in very long relationships. Like let's say you've been together for 8 years and then, you know, you just don't see eye to eye anymore and you just like really get the ick. It's possible how you were like truly madly in love with someone, maybe the first year, and then you just fall out of love with someone. It's possible. And then you just start hating each other for no reason. And it's just sad. So I feel if you already have this now, it's not a good sign.
Yeah. Yeah, I often wonder if like, well, it must be that this doesn't happen in all relationships, right?
That's the thing.
So
I was
I'm
thinking
like,
the same thing.
Shit, is this just what marriage is?
No. I don't agree because...
I mean, I hope not. Yeah. I don't know because I've never been married.
It can happen. Obviously, it's not always going to be rainbow and butterflies.
Yeah.
But
you shouldn't hate one another.
Yeah, I feel
like deep love.
That's why respect, loyalty, that's deep love.
Yeah, I think respect's a huge one. Obviously, loyalty, but
respect
is like,
the biggest one, I'd say.
Yeah, because even if you aren't in the honeymoon phase forever, because no one is, you should still always, always respect someone that you've shared so much time and made memories with. Like,
I agree.
You know, and when people start to like resent one another and treat each other badly, it's like, well, yeah, that's not a good partnership.
I agree. I 100% agree.
I also think in relationships, again, I mean, I've had a few long-term relationships and I've never once questioned if it was right. Because if I did, I wouldn't have been in the relationship.
It's a bad sign.
You shouldn't have to question, like, is this the right guy? Is this the right feeling to have? Am I in love with him? Like, these are not things, like, that's the bare minimum. Do you know what I mean? Like, you should feel sure that it's the right person to be dating, in my mind. You don't agree?
Yeah. I agree and I disagree. I agree and I disagree because I've been in relationships with people that I've been madly in love with. Like, I thought it was like the love of my life. I was like, oh my God, this is my guy.
Yeah.
But then, like, reality hit. And then we didn't see eye to eye when it came to the future. And I was like, oh my God, so is this the right guy? Like on paper, it's good in the clouds, you know, and like in La La Land, and I'm like madly in love with him. But like, will this actually work? Because we don't live in La La Land, we live on planet Earth.
Yeah.
So, and that's when I started questioning, but I never had to question how I felt.
Yeah. But I've also I've had this. But then that is also not the right guy then.
Yeah, exactly.
It should all line up.
Exactly.
So you should be madly in love and have similar features.
I agree.
Like, this must exist.
It must. Oh, sorry. I'm going to cry in my bed right now. Stop this podcast. We're going to cry to our bed. No, goodbye.
I do think it's like, you're right. So you can see it from both sides. You can see it from the love side or the
rational side.
Rational side.
And I feel like you're in this, the girl who sent this in, I feel like you're in the relationship right now because you're thinking rationally.
Yeah, she's in the smart side.
Yeah. You're like, we want the same things. We like see eye to eye. Like, this guy's perfect on paper, but like, you're not feeling it.
Yeah. The spark's not there, let's say.
Oh, yeah. The butterflies. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, you either are missing, I feel like it's very
the love.
You're either missing the spark or you're missing the future lining up or whatever. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think personally that it should all be there.
Yeah. And like, rational love is not. Love.
It's not enough, you know?
It's not enough.
Because I think, like we said, you'll end up like hating each other.
Yeah. No.
It doesn't do it.
No. I mean,
would almost rather have the other one over the rational. It's like, that's a really good question. Which one would you prefer? Would you rather be really poor and have nothing and be so in love with your partner, or marry to someone you don't even fancy who can provide you with absolutely everything who you're not in love with?
The first one.
Right?
Yeah.
I agree.
But you have to
I want both.
You have to. Yeah, I want both. Obviously, I want someone who sees eye to eye and like who doesn't obviously hurt me and all these things and who I am madly in love with. Mm-hmm. Basically, the full package. But like, it's like that kind of it's like the dilemma of like money or love, you know, like the dilemma you said.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of girls, unfortunately, because today I feel like we live in a very materialistic society, social media, you always want more, more, more. And I feel like a lot of girls start dating for like money. And it's just like, no.
I agree.
Like, they start dating because like, oh, they like she gets a cute bag from her boyfriend, or like she gets this. Like, no.
I
honey,
really,
no.
Like, I don't know.
No bag is worth your love.
Yeah.
Like, no bag is worth like your time, your energy. Like, nothing materialistic is worth your feelings and like
they can't,
your time at the end of the day.
No one can buy your happiness or your love. No. They can't. They can try, surely. Yeah. They can try. But it's not the same. So
yeah. Like, it's like money can't buy happiness, but it's kind of true.
Yeah, it can't. Like, and a guy can't buy you love from you by buying you stuff. Like,
yeah, no. No, that's stupid.
Like, it'd be fun for like 10 minutes and you'd be like, well, I got this last week. I'm bored of it now.
Yeah.
What's next?
Exactly. Because then if I feel like if you stay in this relationship, you will. No, you'll go crazy.
I agree. I think it's a very dangerous path. I feel like to be able to live that life, which, by the way, a lot of fucking people do. A lot of
housewives
that don't even never like their husband. They just like their bank account or whatever, which fine, each to their own. But you have to be a very cold person.
But she didn't say anything materialistic. But like, because I know a lot of girls do go that route.
That's true, yeah.
But it's not because a guy is nice that you should date him. My neighbor is also nice. I'm not dating my neighbor because he's nice.
No.
You know what I mean? And I feel a lot of girls, and everyone has to go through this, everyone has to experience this for themselves before they truly understand. You don't always have to date the nice guy. You don't have to date the nice guy just because he's nice.
Mm-mm.
There are many nice guys out there.
Yeah.
No.
And actually, you should date someone that you like.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's very weird. But like, I just could never, but everyone's different, I guess.
Yeah. So you're not stupid or wrong to break up with a nice guy.
Okay. So the last dilemma is dilemma number 4.
Yes.
I have been in a relationship for almost a year now, but last month my boyfriend moved to another country for 6 months for work. I've always been really in love with him, and when we spoke about the long distance relationship, he would always tell me I'm important and he is not going abroad with the idea of searching for another girl. But now things between us are not going very well. We don't feel as emotionally close as we were before, and I still have strong feelings for him. However, when I tell him that I'm sad because of the distance and the future of our relationship, he's not very supportive. And this is something that he's not really worried about. He's more worried about finding a good group of friends there more than he is saving our relationship.
Before we dive into this dilemma, you and me are going to have very different opinions.
Really?
About this. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Why? Okay, right. I'll go
first. Tell me yours.
So, well, the first thing I was going to say is, so he's only gone for 6 months, right?
Yeah, that's not long.
So, like, the first thing I thought when I read this was, well, hopefully when he comes back, it will be go back to normal-ish. But then I thought, that's not fair for her, because now every time he goes away, he's going to just put her on the back burner and not prioritize her. And also, long distance is already hard enough as it is.
Yeah.
So not prioritizing her when he's away, it's like, would make it even harder.
Is this like a one-time thing? The six months for work?
I think so.
Okay.
Well, for now, God knows. But this says a lot about a person. If they're going to go away, because I've done long distance, like, went away, didn't see my boyfriend at all for 4 months.
And yeah, I've done the same.
I was very, like, every single day I made sure to maintain the relationship because I didn't want to lose touch or lose him also to feel, like, unsure about the situation.
Yeah,
so it was my decision to go away.
Yeah.
So, like, when I read this, I was like, well, that I would never have done that when I was dating my boyfriend and I traveled. So it doesn't – I think it's unfair for him to do that.
To do what?
To prioritize, like, making friends with people there instead of, like, reassuring her that their relationship's still okay.
I feel what I sense here, because I've been there, both sides, I feel like you guys are in very different wavelengths. I feel like in his mind, he is prioritizing you, but I feel like his version of reassuring you is not enough for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's what I feel in this dilemma. I mean, I've done it as well. I've also gone like 3-4 months without seeing my boyfriend in multiple relationships, actually. And it always worked out. But like he always made sure, and me as well, that we would like FaceTime once a day. Or like if we couldn't make it that one day, like we would FaceTime the next day. We would have daily contact, whether it was a text, anything, you know, and there was like mutual respect.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I'm a very chilled
Yeah.
girl, sometimes too chilled, unfortunately. but I feel like as long as there's like a daily contact, it's fine. I understand that he does not right now want to FaceTime you 6 times a day.
Yeah, no, 6 times a day is crazy.
I understand that he doesn't want to FaceTime you every morning, every evening. I understand that sometimes at night he's like, baby, let's FaceTime tomorrow because I'm out with my friends. Or like, you know, I'm out like at a socializing thing. Mm-hmm. Like I get that he wants to make the most out of his 6 months abroad.
Yeah.
And I feel like because in the dilemma you said that he reassured you that he didn't want to go abroad with the idea of searching for another girl. So I feel like already from before he went abroad, you were already insecure about this.
Yeah.
So if he already gave you this feeling of insecurity, there's already something wrong. Like your relationship wasn't right from not as strong maybe, which might be normal. It's only been a year. Like, I don't know how your relationship is, obviously. But like, if you already had these questions from the start, this is bad.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of hard to tell because she's not really said why she's feeling like they're not emotionally close anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Are you not talking at all? Or are you talking every day and she still has an issue? It's like kind of hard to judge. But I think as long as he's not giving you like a good reason as to why you should feel insecure about him being away, then I would just wait until he gets back and see how it is then. But the fact that she's not feeling very emotionally close to him anymore is like, well, why? Is it just because of the distance or is it because he's not talking to her?
And I feel like it's because she had doubts from before.
Yeah. 6 months is a long time, though, I will say.
It is a long time. But also, like, you're supposed to, like, go visit him.
Yeah.
Go visit him once. Yeah.
True.
Or, like, twice. I feel like if you have enough trusts, you'll get through this.
I agree. Okay, guys. So that was our last dilemma. We hope you enjoyed this BSA episode.
Yes. Sorry. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, TikTok. Send in all your dilemmas through our Instagram DM. We'd love to read them and we'd love to feature them on the pod.
Yes, please.
So yeah, that was it for this week. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you. Bye. See you next Tuesday.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.